We're in John chapter 14, where Jesus is giving us help for the troubled heart. He's about to leave his disciples and go back to heaven. But so far for the disciples, just knowing that Jesus was returning to the Father, that wouldn't have been that comforting. In the Gospel of John, the flow goes something like this. John opens up the Gospel speaking of the eternal communion that was enjoyed between the Father and the Son. He says, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then it moves to showing us that the Father sent His only Son into the world. And the Son spoke heavily of His relationship with the Father, His devotion to the Father, and the Father's love for the Son. And Jesus is inviting others into this fellowship. Come, join the fellowship, enjoy the fellowship with the Father. He's calling people to this. People reject Him for the most part, but His disciples do not. And now in John 14, Jesus is talking about returning to the Father. So what about the disciples? What about us, Jesus? We want the fellowship. We've followed you, and now you're leaving. Is there a spot for us? So listen to these words that Jesus gives. In my Father's house are many rooms. Now, I know that in some of your Bibles, it may say many mansions, and that we sing songs about our mansions over the hilltop. I think the reason it's translated as mansion in some Bibles is because the Latin word for dwelling place is mansio, which meant dwelling place. So we just transferred it over to English, where the word took on luxury and lavishness. Well, that's cute and all, but it's not the point of what Jesus is saying. The point Jesus is making is not the luxuriousness of the rooms, but that there is enough room for all of Jesus' disciples to join Him in His Father's dwelling place. In other words, there is room enough for you, believer. You will not be left out or forgotten by Jesus. You'll not be overlooked in the end because you are not being overlooked right now. He sees you in your time of heartache and trouble and desires to walk with you day by day until that day in heaven. When you pray today, please remember Regino Acuna and his family, our missionaries in Paraguay. And also remember the Haya Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.